He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. And today we are on show number 532. Interesting show for you today. A lot of stuff going on here. Unfortunately, my dear mother is quite ill back in Pennsylvania. So if I should be late or miss a show, you'll understand that I'm taking care of my mother, and it's very difficult. Fortunately, I have my brother who lives in Pennsylvania, and he's about an hour and a half away, so God bless him. He's been there for almost 2 months taking care of her, and even though I live in Arizona, I got to get there and do my share. I was there for about a month, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. In any event, again, if I should miss a show, you'll know why. I will be back on the air as soon as I get things under control, but at the rate we're going, I don't think they're ever going to be under control. Okay. Enough about that. Let's get into some good stuff for a change here. Right now, we are actually on show, as I mentioned, 532. As I mentioned last week, CES is coming up real soon. I have been invited to go there. I'm still on the fence. I just don't know. And now with my mom being ill, it's doubtful I will be there. However, NAB, National Association of Broadcasters, and I love that show. It's not as big as CES, also in Vegas in April. Maybe I'll go there. I don't know. We shall see. We shall see. Okay, let's get into some apps of the day. I do have a gadget. I'll show it to you in a minute. I haven't reviewed it yet, but in any event, people need to realize that Christmas is coming up, and I use this Snapfish site. It's a great way to give people some really cool gifts using your photography or someone else's if you want, but their prices are pretty good, and what I like about this site is you can order on your phone, directly from your phone, and you could pump up whatever photos you like right from your phone, or you could do it on the computer. They have a great app, and they just offer you a variety of different products that I think people would like this calendar's kind of cool, and you can upload your 12 photos of whatever you want, and you can put a bunch of photos in one frame. That's kind of neat too, and they got some home decor, and I'm a big fan of these tile prints. Let's see, I know they have them here. These are mini prints. That's not what I'm looking for. These are actually prints that you hang on the wall. Photo books, home decor. Maybe it's under foam decor. Yeah, here it is. So I'm a big fan of these types of things, photo tiles. These are really nice and relatively inexpensive. And as you can see here, you can make all kinds of interesting displays, and they'll do all the work for you. These are brilliant. You can get them brilliantly created, if you will, nice, high-quality colors, high-quality printing materials. You can get them in metallic or just all kinds of things. These are foam. They're lightweight. They have beveled edges. They're modern. They're clean. They're really nice. They're available in 8x8, 12x12, and 8x12. I like the smaller ones. The larger ones are just too big for me. And they're all ready to hang. They have adhesive on the back. I haven't tried the metal ones yet, but I'm going to shortly. Also, another site that I really like, and it's a tad more expensive, I'm finding, but the quality of these are real, real good, and they offer a variety of different formats. You can see here, these are all ready to go. You just peel off the tape and pop them up. Real nice. This is called Mixed Tiles. They've been around for a while, but really cool stuff. Again, just some ideas for the holidays that are coming up. And as you can see, you have a plethora of different types of creations that you're able to perform here. So by all means, check that out. All right, moving right along here. This is a great new functional utility if you're fortunate enough to have an iPhone that will currently take your iOS 15. This is a relatively new feature. You've snapped a photo of an interesting item on your iPhone and you'd like to know more about it. With iOS 15, you could take advantage of a new option called Visual Lookup. This is pretty cool. And it's available both on the iPad and the iPhone, as long as you're on an operating system of 15 and above. But basically, what it's going to do is you're going to actually go into the photos area of your machine, of your smartphone, and you're going to click on the bottom, and it's going to actually show you where you can touch or actually set this great lookup feature, and it will tell you all you need to know about it. Like the Empire State Building, this is a 102-story building, Art Deco construction, yada, yada, yada. So very interesting, very cool, totally free. It comes already built into iOS 15. Now, this next site, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, I'm starting to get quasi-addicted to. Fortunately for all those folks listening to the Gadget Professor, this is only available in Arizona, actually in Phoenix and or Las Vegas, Nevada. There may be a site near you. You could just check under local auctions or internet local auctions, but this is a site, every day it comes up with over 5,000 items that's primarily, as I'm understanding it, return goods that could be in perfectly good condition or totally wrecked. You check if it's totally wrecked by how many stars. 5 stars usually means it's new. But you could find all kinds of junk, I mean all kinds of stuff on this site. Very, very interesting, very, very addictive. So you put your bid in, and the stuff goes pretty cheap. And again, it's all over the place what it has. If you win the bid, they tack on usually a 15% buyer's premium plus tax. So you got to figure that into what you're bidding on. And the only pain, and again, if you're getting something that's, you know, 400 hours for 20 bucks, you can't complain. But you have roughly a week to get into the Phoenix warehouse there and physically pick it up. And yes, you could assign someone else to pick it up. So I have used this a few times. It's really good. And I really like it. For example, here's a 17-inch 9710 Dell laptop touchscreen. This is a real high-end device, brand new, $3,000. It's selling right now for $1,250. So you can figure out if it's worth it. But in any event, I know a lot of you aren't in the Phoenix or Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada area, but you, again, may find some local auctions that are around. Now, this next site, I am into feeding birdies. I'm going to reduce this in size, but this is going to show you how to make your own suite. This is actually a site by the Audubon Society, and if you're buying this stuff that's called sweat, I think it is, you actually can make it yourself. It's a hell of a lot cheaper to do that. And I love woodpeckers. In fact, at some point in time, I'm going to show you one of the trail cameras that I have outside here in Prescott. Got some really cool photos. And next week, I'm going to put up an animal that I have no idea what it is. Maybe you do. But I love woodpeckers, and I love photographing them. They're really pretty birds. So this is available at theaudubon.org. It will be in the show notes. All interesting types of things on bird feeding, which also, by the way, makes a great gift. Now, here's some apps of the day. Most of these are available on both platforms. This one is available on the iOS. You can, of course, purchase the full-blown app, but you won't need it. This is called Notability. Pound for pound, probably one of the top three best easy note-taking and annotation note-takers out there. It's powerful. It's very easy to use, and it will allow you to also to annotate PDFs. I like that a lot. So this gets 4.4 stars out of 5. Really good app, and it's free right now. How long it's free, I don't know, but it used to be, I think, $2. Most of the apps I'm showing you today, typically they would charge, but for whatever reason, they're free right now. This is one of the crazier apps I've ever seen. It's called Volume by Velocity. Right now, it is free. Again, available only on the iPhone and the iPad. This is a pretty bizarre type of of app. It's a voluminatic, I can't even say it, control your volume based on the speed you're going. Yeah, hands down the best way to listen to podcasts and audiobooks in the car. Volumatic, that's how you pronounce it. Volumatic is the best app to control your music volume based on your speed. As you accelerate, a logarithmic increases the volume to counteract your car's road noise. Very clever. The simple automatic mode uses special settings designed to optimally block all road noise as well as keep you from disturbing other lights. I don't know what that means. As well to block you from disturbing others at lights. Oh, I see. So it's not blasting when you get there. I got it. For those who want full volume control, you have a manual option available to you. Very crazy, very interesting. I have not tried this out, but I have downloaded it while it's free. And it also uses a GPS to determine your current speed. Continued use of the GPS running in the background could dramatically decrease the battery life of your phone because it's sucking up juice running the GPS in the background. So make sure you're plugged into a charger. Very crazy app. The only bad thing, I think, is the faster you go, the louder the music, the clearer the music, and the faster you're going to go. So just a thought. Okay, we all need this. I especially need this, but this is a free. Again, it usually costs, I think, $4 for this app. This is a superb IQ test. It's a brain quiz, and I know that everybody watching The Gadget Professor needs to take this and keep your brain sharp. This is a very good one. It's almost 5 stars, 4.7 stars. But this is going to see how intelligent you are compared to others. This is a must download. It's totally free, and it will keep you active, something to check out. Again, these are all free. Now, one of my favorite apps, and it's free right now, it's called AirDisc Pro. I've mentioned this several times before. I love this app. It's really nice. They're going to start charging for this app again. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. But AirDisc Pro allows you to store, view, and manage your files on your iPhone, your iPad, and your iTouch. You can connect to AirDisc from any Mac or PC over the Wi-Fi network and transfer the files by simply dragging and dropping. This is a great, one of my favorite apps. I use this almost every day. The other thing that's cool is it's going to allow you to move, delete, email, share, zip, unzip. It does everything. It's free right now. It also has a phenomenal document reader built into this. It's a multimedia player. You really want to download this. It's an absolute must-have if you have an iPhone or iPad product. All right, this next one, Android, real good. Again, this is free. I've never seen this app free. This is a QR and barcode scanner. One of the better ones out there, certainly in my top five. I do use this. This is the pro version. And right now, it's free. Again, I don't know how long it will be, but this is one of the fastest and safest QR readers around. This is available right now in the Google Play Store for free. If you have an Android, you really want this. It's really nice, really well done. Now, this next app is actually a voice recorder. I know there's a zillion of them out there. Again, this is usually $2 or $3. I can't remember. Right now, it's free. This Voice Pro recorder focuses you on the absolute highest quality that you're going to get from that phone. It's designed for everyone, students, professionals, whatever you want to do. It's great for musicians. It's real simple to use, and I highly recommend this. This is the one that I use, and it's easy to get into. It's easy to transfer the files. If you want a quick voice recorder, like for your market list or to-do list, this is one of the better ones out there. Now, This next app I would grab instantly. I've never seen this one free. It's DJFX Command Custom Soundboard. This thing is awesome. It's a heck of a lot of fun. Again, your kids, even you are going to like it, but you can add any sound effect you want to your personal mixes or play mixes using this amazing yet very simple soundboard. This app comes bundled, in other words, already in the app are all kinds of insane sound effects and backgrounds, gunshots, reggae, air horns, police sirens, lasers, rewind effects, just a ton of really cool things. And it's totally free. The sound effects are free. You don't have to pay for anything. And you can plug this right from your phone into an amplifier or anything you want. Really, really well done. Pound for pound, I think this, well, this is my favorite DJFX custom app. I have a blast with this thing, no pun intended. And I think you will too. Okay, our last app of the day is called Camera for OBS Studio. Now, this is actually a camera app for your webcam. And what this will do, it's kind of interesting. It will allow you to use the microphone and the camera that is built into your phone. Again, it's available, I think, for every platform out there. I know it's available on the iOS operating system. Yeah, it is. Okay, this is a little complex, but to use this, you have to use a software called OBS Studio. This is not for the faint of heart, although the app is very easy to use, but you're going to have to download OBS, which is basically a highfalutin software that allows you to do a podcast or a broadcast and stream to 20,000 gazillion million trillion people all over the world. Very nice app. Definitely something that if you're going to be in the broadcast business or you want to try a video podcast, OBS Studio is hands down the freest, and I hate to say it, but it is the simplest app out there. Again, not for the faint of heart. You're going to have to spend a couple hours getting used to the OBS Studio platform. Definitely doable, definitely easy, and there's a zillion tutorials out there. So if you ever thought you'd want to try your hand at making a high quality video with 2-3 cameras, whatever the case may be, bringing people in, it works pretty well. Now, I mentioned that I have a gadget of the day. I haven't been able to do my review of this yet. I've just been busy. But I think I mentioned this. I have this clean tray here. I haven't actually used it yet. I'm going to open it up right now because it's been sitting here for a while. Let's see what we got. All right, so that's what's in the box. Of course, we have the nice instructions. There it is. I love one-page instructions. And I have to laugh. It's in a very blue sanitizing package, not your typical black or clear device packaging. So I'm going to open it up, very nicely packaged, no question about that. And I feel very clean just holding it. So I'm going to pull this out. This is what it looks like. You're seeing it for the first time, as I am. It's a very, I hate to say cheap plastic, but it feels like cheap plastic. It's made by KeySmart. I'm going to open it up. Whoa! In here, we have nothing. It's just a plastic box. On the back, you will notice a little port where I'm going to plug in the provided power supply. It's just a USB power supply. And that's it. I haven't used it, but if you look, you probably can't see it, but right here there's a little strip, and there are, two very, very, very tiny LED lights. So I'm sure when you close this, those LED lights light up, and they put some kind of a ultraviolet light. I'm assuming it's ultraviolet. I'll find out. And you keep your phone or whatever it is you want to put in there for X amount of minutes. I don't know that either. I'll find out, maybe 10, 20, 30 minutes. And that ultraviolet light will basically kill all the germs that are on it. I have no way of knowing if the germs are actually killed. And actually, upon looking at this, I have a strip here with two lights, one, two, you can't see them. And there's a strip on the back with one, two. So there's actually four lights in here. That's all I know so far. I'm going to put my phone in there and maybe my keys and whatever other junk I have laying around and sanitize it. I don't know how good it works. We'll never know. There's a little vent here. Maybe there's a gas that's formed in there. I don't know. But I will run it through its paces. Hopefully next week I can bring you a quick review on that. I'm seeing a lot of these types of devices advertised now. Certainly with the COVID and everything else, everybody's germophobic, which is okay to a point. And these are coming around. This one I think sells for $100. This was sent to me to review. And again, I will get to it. I also see another vent right there. I'm assuming it's a vent. Maybe it's a little buzzer that goes beep and tells you, okay, you're sanitized. But interesting idea. There's no way to verify whether the phone indeed is sanitized because I don't have that type of equipment that you could put it in and see the germs before and the germs after. But I'll take a peek. I'll do some research, and we'll get back to you. And folks, that is going to wrap it up today. I have a ton of stuff to fix and repair and do around this place, which is fine. Keeps me occupied, keeps my mind off bad stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.